WHPC Garden City. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts or guests on this radio station, which is owned and operated by Nassau Community College, are not the opinion of Nassau Community College, its administration, or its employees.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
All right, you have your drink? You have your drink?
Yeah, I got it, I got it.
You got your drink.
Get that celery out of there. I don't want that vegetables in my drink.
Celery is good in that blue liquid that you're, what do you got? What are you drinking over there?
It's a special windshield washer fluid concoction just for today.
Well, it's getting the umbrella to sink.
The umbrella just self-destructed.
This is Motormouth Radio. It's your one-hour automotive talk show. And right now we are in the undisclosed tavern.
Yeah.
Getting ready to play the best bits of 2010 and 2011 on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Say that fast. After you finish that thing in front of you, try it.
Tell me about it. So I'm going to be probably...
How'd they get all the cars in here? You know, last year this didn't happen. I don't know how they did it this year.
You know, I love the fact that you asked the question. Meanwhile, you've had it up your sleeve all along. You were going to get the cars in here.
I just want to see if you know how we got the cars in here.
I thought they were very big bar stools.
Well, we got a lot of help. We have a lot of friends, as everybody will see after we run through this list of clips and bits, mm-hmm. You'll see that we have amassed quite a group of friends.
Yes, we have.
That love us, and we love them. So. And some of them will do nothing short of wall work. To show that they like us.
They're leaning on the wall.
And where'd Joe get that car carrier from? That's what I want to know. That's a nice one. I'm going to borrow that later.
Yeah, it's not the one that tips.
No.
Not the one that tips the cars at a 45 degree angle.
Hey, what's today?
Today is Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Happy Mother's Day is right. You mm-hmm. know, to all our moms here, our moms past.
Yes.
Women we know. I mean, friends, moms. I mean, this transcends everything. There's, there's a lot of mothering that's gone on in our lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I still mother each other.
You mother me more.
You need it more. Hey, I found a piece of trivia for today, Chris.
What's up?
Here you go. This is my wheelhouse, really, but I'll throw it to you. What 1970s TV sitcom Supermom won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her portrayal of a prostitute?
Marion Ross.
No, it was Shirley Jones.
Oh, what?
Who played Shirley Partridge in The Partridge Family, of right. course, from 70 to 74. Her Oscar win was for Elmer Gantry in 1960.
Oh, okay.
I happen to find that... little bit of trivia circling around in the cloud.
If it's not trivia or advice, you know the advice we give out on this show. It's usually you that always has the correct answer.
Yeah.
But you know, this time, I'm the one that got it right.
Oh, boy.
So just listen to that low-key way I convey it. Right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
But that's good. Hey, who was right? Hey, who was right?
That was your first guess.
Who diagnosed
it? That's the thing. I got to say.
Who the man?
Look at him getting all urban. Pull your pants lower. So pull the butterfly out, though. You know, when you have the same diagnosis for virtually every problem that someone calls with, you're going to be right sooner or later.
change the throttle position sensor.
Like, right, like Joe's buddy, right. You're going to be right once in a while. It's just the law of averages. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I was right. Wasn't an internal impeller slipping. I was right.
No, we didn't think that was it when the car wouldn't start. Yeah, that was pretty good. Don't let the butter fall out, baby.
Yeah. You know, we're going to be talking about the butter very soon.
I know. We'll get back to that. We always do. So anyway, we went back to, that was June 13th. We went back to July 21st to find this clip that was we had Mike Manning in.
Yeah.
And, we all have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my humble beginnings lie mostly with my 65 GTO. It's the first one that I really had significance in my life with and really did a lot of wrenching on.
I mean, you had stuff before it, but this is the one that signifies you, I think.
I think so, yeah. Well, that's about right in my age. And it also left a big impression on my wife as well.
And why is that?
Let's listen and see.
All righty. Right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
I graciously helped me out last week and brought my Pontiac to its long-lost garage home at my house, which was... My wife is beside herself. She's like, tell Mike, thank you so much.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Linda,
yes,
is thanking Mike Banning.
I could get rid of everything mechanical I own.
Bringing it back.
Right. I could get rid of everything mechanical, every tool, every part, every poster, all the books. The one thing I would have to keep would be that car.
That car.
To stay married. Yeah, pretty much.
That's great, right?
She's actually threatened me. You get rid of everything but that, or you're going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was the car I was driving when I first dated her.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's got significance to her as well.
Right.
And that was the car we were driving when she said, "Is this car fast?" I said, "Would you like to? Let's see if it's fast."
Did you savor that moment for a second?
Oh, man.
Did you just you just sat back?
If I had a camera guy with me then, you would have seen.
Took it all in, right? Yeah. You just sat back and went, oh, this.
Because I was driving, on a date, and I'm driving this girl that I like, and, I respect her. I knew her for a long time, and I didn't want to, bounce her around the interior, not that way. And you know what I'm saying?
No, what are you saying?
I'm saying I didn't want to bounce around the interior that way. So
what other way is it?
There's a few other ways I can think about. Yeah. So, you only have lap belts. So, when she said that, we were going down Franklin Avenue in Limbrook, actually.
You remember where it was?
Oh, I know where I was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was
within how many feet?
It was Hempstead Avenue, yeah.
Holy moly.
And I said, it's kind of fast. It's kind of quick. Uh-huh. It holds its own. It's a street brawler.
Did you say it loudly?
No. It's kind of fast.
No. Did you do that?
No. And I said,
speaking over the straight muffler?
I said, wait till we stop, So, again, uh-huh. I took it easy. Took off from the next stop. Took off from the stoplight. Kind of easy in first gear and just rolled it up and I said, here we go. And then I punched it.
Uh-huh.
And she went, wow, right back, back into the seat. And proceeded to power shift through second and third gear. And the sheer look on her face was like, when I slowed it down, she's like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
She said, I had no idea. I was like, you want me to really lay into it? I'll do that with my foot on the floor next time.
That wasn't even laying into it.
That wasn't even full throttle.
And that car will be fast again, I'm sure.
All projections say it's going to be faster than it was before.
Oh, boy.
I just can't afford to drive it with the gas.
Well, the gas is coming down.
Oh, okay.
It is coming down.
All right.
But I wouldn't be too hopeful.
No.
Mike Manning was there with us.
Yes, he was.
Listening to you embellish on and on about what? What are you doing?
Where'd the crowd go?
Oh, the crowd's here.
What'd you do? Oh, they're in there. I'm sorry. I took my headphones off so that I could slip on these fuzzy ears that Bill brought me over here. Thanks, Bill. We're going to see Bill on Thursday.
That's right here. Where are you?
I know.
Come out of that closet. Okay. Well, Mike Manning is, he's the representative of the Autoseum.
And there he is, looking at me eating that burger. Hey, Mike. He's looking good today.
Giving you a look like, we got to get back on the air again.
I know. Mike Jr.'s got the camera rolling today, too. Nice.
Well, here he is explaining his high expectations he has for building the Automotive Museum right here on Long Island. And check it out right here on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. An Autoseum, which is going to be a place where you can learn about vehicles, you can learn about the history of vehicles, you can see some vehicles on display.
Do you think you could learn about how to work on vehicles at an Autoseum?
I'm hoping that you can learn how to do a radio show at the Autoseum.
We're trying to hone our craft here, Mike. Until we work on each other.
That's it.
Doing interviews.
Well, we're doing a good job. We want to make the Autoseum like eBay.
Oh, okay. So I can sell my junk there?
$39 billion company,
Oh, that way.
No,
that
just way. Just something that, that people recognize. At first when eBay came out, or Facebook, you knew nothing about it.
Right.
I'm not saying, these are high expectations.
Well, hey, shoot for the moon.
Always.
No, just that people will associate that name. They'll understand what it is when they hear it.
Very nice. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did
that.
I did, and we all have high hopes. Of course, we're still working on that project.
How you doing, Mike?
We're still working on that. He just threw a French fry at you.
That's right.
It's got the gravy on it, too. We're still working on that project busily, and it's an ongoing thing, but we're hoping to see that come to fruition very shortly.
And we're going
to
be filming very soon as well, right?
Next weekend, yeah.
Yes.
But anyway.
Got a lot of stuff to get onto tape.
Yeah. Anyway.
So we can be the representatives. Yeah.
We had a real trifecta over here in January 9th of this year, when we had John Rogers, Mike Nito, and Joe D, of course, in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
These three guys would probably be a wealth of information for the Autoseum. You put them in there, and they could knock it out of the park. Of course, John, Mike, and Obi-Don Canoli, Joe D, tech line advisors for Standard Motor Products. These guys came in and we were talking hood scoops and carburation the way the pros do it.
That's right.
And they got me thinking about some changes for my own car. Let's see how it sounded.
Hey, keep it down back there. Let's go hear these guys.
He's going to throw a scanner at you. Watch it.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
They used to use like 4-inch dryer hose.
Right.
Put it right on top of the carburetors there, so this way you got that ram air effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but remember, yeah, ram air is really only usable once you get up in speed,
right,
too. So, you yeah know, if you're tooling around town, no, your cowl induction or your ram air ain't doing nothing but looking good. So.
Mm-hmm.
It does look pretty cool.
I had a 74 Camaro when I was a teenager. I think I was like 19. That I bought. And I was like, you know, this thing had an L88 hood scoop.
Oh, that
with
thing.
The 4-inch. My friends are like, you know, I mean, I'm like 5'4", you know. My friends would be like, how do you know? And it's a Camaro. You're sitting on the floor to begin with.
Sure.
Like, how do you see where you're going?
The periscope.
Right. The over the hood scoop. I'm like, I just know where the end of the bumper is.
I know what you're saying, because I had a Gen 2 Camaro also that had that same fiberglass hood. It was a fiberglass hood. It was a replacement hood for the car. And it was tall.
It was tall. This was actually a scoop that somebody cut out the inside. The air cleaner went up in there. I had a riser on the carb, and I could see my air cleaner right from my dash.
That's what I like. That's what I like. I'd look into that hood scoop, and I saw the top of the engine.
Yep,
like,
that was
so,
it.
When it backfired, went on fire, you knew.
When I blew the power valve, yeah. Right. Now, that was the one that had the quadra bog originally.
Yeah.
The quadra bog.
Turn the air cleaner upside down, you get that noise.
Yeah.
Nothing sounded like the old thermo quads, though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you got that you could hear them a mile away. Too bad the plastic used to burn on them, but you know.
I was always a Holley guy myself. That, you know, those things, you walk over to them, though, and you say the word dirt, and the next thing you know, there's stuff spratting out of it like a fountain.
I'll tell you what I used to do with the Holley is, as the weather changed, I mean, if it was like cool and dry in the morning but damp in the afternoon, I'd have to readjust that carburetor.
Yeah,
that's
the bad thing about
by
the
weather.
Yeah. Used to keep this screwdriver in your pocket.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Kept the screwdriver somewhere.
Trade secrets, Joe. Giving away the trade secrets, man. Come on.
And this is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. We're playing the best bits of 2010 and 2011. And the reason being is because we could never get a guest for Mother's Day because everybody was usually with their moms. So I decided back in 2004, I think it was, to actually put together, compile these bits of the entire year. And I thought it was a great idea at the time. Now it's like, it's a lot of work.
Now it's a tradition, yeah.
Even with you helping me, and you actually had a hand in getting a lot of the bits together, because you compile all the information that we have throughout the year. So I just grabbed your information.
You mean even with the audio engineers, the pun pickers, and the gag grabbers that we use, you still had trouble finding this stuff?
And the drunks and the hobos?
You got a whole team now that helps you. Come on.
It's like Sgt. Pepper's album cover.
What happens next?
Oh, let me tell you. You know, those guys we just heard from, John Rogers, Mike Nieto, and of course, Obi-Don Cannoli himself, Joe D, you know, they certainly have the skills and the talent to do what they do. But in this next bit, I display some hidden talents of my own. And you can listen, because this one is one of the few that actually throw you off the track.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Remember that butter thing?
Yeah. Here, drink this. Here, have the shot. I just got another round. Thanks, Dina.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
We painted things like a 60-degree gloss black, and that gave us an emissivity close to zero, close to what we wanted.
And then you'd sit on it.
Meanwhile, now you'd have to sit on it because I'm going to heat it up.
Well,
meanwhile,
if I take the frozen butter...
Yeah.
At the restaurant, Italian restaurant, take the frozen butter.
Yeah.
I'd sit on it.
Oh, God.
No, you sit on it. You get it warm, and then you give
it... You like to take it...
Then you give it to
your
wife.
That's how you like to ingest it. How you
that's
just like
called,
it right in...
That's called love.
Mainline.
No.
Go
no,
have a butter no, suppository,
you,
please.
You sit down at the restaurant. The butter shows up. It's frozen solid. Now, you can't get the...
You like the frozen little buds, don't you?
That's no, right. You take the butter and you sit on it.
What do you do with ice pops?
Well, you eat those, bro. Well, you know.
Oh, you eat
those frozen.
Take
you
it and stick it up. Yeah. Okay.
Where the aspirins are.
Stick it up where your aspirins are, right. There you go.
No, you sit on the butter.
Uh-huh.
See, if you sit on it, it gets nice and melted, and then you could spread it on the bread.
Oh, I hope people reply to this one. I really, really do. I really do.
I'm serious.
See, I shave it wafer thin like my garlic.
Dawn thinks it's romantic.
Well... Then again, she is with you. So the girl had some, she had some high hopes going for a while, and then sometimes...
She's like, he sits on my butter.
Yeah. I was going to say something, and I totally forgot what it was now. I have absolutely no clue.
Yes!
Why. Yeah.
Yes, I've done it. I've thrown him off the track.
Good. Glad you're happy. Oh, yeah. Who could forget the frozen butter? That still comes back to me. People still say that, ask me about that.
They do. Why?
Yes. Well, because it was so insane.
Doesn't Linda say something about it?
Yeah, she's one of the people that always says to me, oh, here, the butter's cold. Call Chris. All right. Well, you know, Chris.
Yeah.
That was one of your hidden talents.
Yes.
But we also explained some automotive theft deterrence in your neighborhood.
Right.
This is good. This next bit goes back to June 13th, right, the show after that frozen
right.
butter bit.
Well, you had to come back at me. I'm sure you did.
Well, I did. That. I mean, I had to dig deep and find my urban core, which is really deep. And I had to come up with a tapestry of a day in the life of some typical Brooklynites that actually live across the fence from me, which in turn threw you off the track.
Here it is on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
One of those repo clamps that go onto the wheel.
The boot.
To prevent the car from moving, that boot.
The big yellow or orange one?
This one is red.
Uh-huh.
This one's like a little smaller. And I realized that he puts it on himself.
Right, to park the car illegally.
Park the car, yeah.
It's like getting out of the car and putting a ticket under your windshield
yeah,
wiper.
But
right.
it's almost like a theft deterrent. Like, no one's going to steal the car with
oh,
it.
You think he's doing it for that?
I think he's doing it for that.
Well, just unbolt the wheel. Take the wheel off.
True.
They get the boot, the wheel, everything. Swore off back at the Home Central Square Deal Chop Shop on the Utrecht Avenue down there. You know, you go down under the L and so who's going to look twice? Ah, yeah, hey, Joey's doing work again at the house. Yeah, I guess so. Close the window, turn on the exit. Turn up Wheel of Fortune, Marge, I can't hear it. All right. You want the macaroni now or later? What do you always ask me those questions for?
What the hell was that?
It was just a little
slice. Incredibly accurate.
It was a little slice of living in the borough. What you hear through the tenements, out the water tower, bounce off the water tower, off the fire escape. Hot summer night. Oh, man, you get some gossip.
Now I'm thrown. You know, Thursday was
and
butter.
I'll bring you back. Come on, let's talk about the boot on the
Thursday service. Was butter. I threw you. Now you're giving me scenes from an Italian restaurant.
You see, I just got to do my homework and come back with the right answer. That's all. I have to learn to adapt as I do this show. I'm adapting in ways I didn't know existed. Look what you got me doing now. I used to be a serious journalist.
Wait until the pasta's ready.
The macaroni.
The macaroni.
Yeah.
Well, it is true. I mean, it's nice to hear every once in a while the Italian music next door, you know. Yeah, it's
Marge, get me a beer. That's the music. That's the music, the soundtrack, and the vocal track,
and the dialogue.
Right.
Hey, my hair.
Hit my hair.
This used to be a car show.
Maybe someday it will again.
It'll be a car show. You know, it's amazing because we've gotten so much response about you doing your Italian accents and Brooklyn.
We've had guests do it on the phone. Guys we've never met have lapsed into that when they hear that where we're from.
And I think most of them are here.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are out in the audience, yeah.
I took my drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You do a radio show and someone swipes your drink.
Mr. Toborgson is out there, right? We see them all.
Well, you know, speaking of Brooklyn, you know, when we return, we'll be hearing how caller Denise spent her summers when she was a kid. Plus, we'll get the voice of the people, Mike Sims. We'll get him all riled up. Tech tips from veteran drag racer Richie Zuhl.
An icon.
I know. You're probably going to love that.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there's no need to take notes with his tech tips. That's
nope,
for sure.
Nope.
And which one of Motor Mouth Radio's esteemed guests spent some time as a crash test dummy?
You. Today on the Bell Parkway.
Every day. Going to work and coming back. And we'll be back with the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. It's coming up right after this on Motor Mouth Radio. Keep it where you got it.
The Motor Mouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
I was facing foreclosure, and they guaranteed they would get my loan modified.
I paid them a fee and never heard from them again.
Anyone can be a victim of a loan modification scam, but you don't have to be. Know the signs. Get the facts. Visit www.loanscamalert.org For trusted government-approved help and to report a scam, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673.
All righty.
Hey, the onion rings made it.
They're nice.
They're nice and steamy, too.
And that nice fried veggie platter. This is good.
Throw a couple of them here.
I'm gonna try and talk. I'm spitting crumbs.
It's the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2010, 2011. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. And what's the next one coming up, Ray?
You know, Chris, I got to say, we are a call-driven show, even though we can definitely amuse ourselves. But with all the calls we get here on Motor Mouth Radio, every once in a while we have to check to make sure the phones are in proper working order, because sometimes the string is off the hook. We go back to November 4th of 2010 to see how that mundane task got accomplished.
Let's check it out on the Extravaganza.
So with a bold and unheard of move here at Motor Mouth Radio, we are going to attempt to test the phone.
Let's do that.
On the air. Everywhere.
Why not? Yeah, because, you know, luckily our regular caller in Gubata Cheats, Joe D, sent me a text message saying that, hey, you know, oh no, it was Gerard that sent the text.
Oh, yeah, Gerard?
That said the phones were down. Yeah, and Joe called. Was it Joe? One of the two. I don't know who the hell it was. I here? I know I was here.
We know a signal got through. So do you have your phone handy?
I do, yeah.
Alrighty, I'm going to pot down your microphone.
Give me a second, because we
have to pry it from your body.
We'll have to put the call through, so we have to actually go through all the telephonics that are involved in this.
Meaning your thumb.
Like finding the number in the directory, yeah.
Okay. Directory?
Well, it should have been on the W.
You don't listen to me, do you?
No.
I've been saying the number for how long now?
You want me to just dial it?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Just dial it.
It's 572-7440. Usually I give my office number, but...
No, we don't want to do that.
Which one is call? Let's try that. Okay, calling.
Calling. Okay, I'm going to put your mic down, and we're going to wait and see if the phone actually rings.
The light is lit. Is it?
Yes. Let's go to the phones and see who's on the line. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, is this that crazy car show that I hear about all the time when I'm at lunch? Can you fix my car? I don't know if I should put white walls on it or use a black. I don't know what to do. Can you help me, please? Is anybody listening to me? Is the guy in the office there? Because I want to argue with him. Are you guys doing a real show? Hey, do I get to get credit for being a new caller on that crazy sheet that guy Ray keeps? It's all crazy records. What do we do? What's the fuck? I mean, I feel so lonely.
I think the phone works.
It works.
All righty.
All right, goodbye.
All right, the phone works, Chris. That's good. While I stepped out for a break, had a quick cigarette break. Those small cigarettes sure smoke fast.
I'm so lonely.
I know you are, but that's okay. You and a caller can have some, take some credence together.
Yes, but now are you going to put yourself down as a new caller?
That's a good question. Yeah, because you didn't ask the caller for his name or where he's from, so I don't know what... Caller X, what do you do? You know,
I didn't care.
Well, there you go. You never care, that's the problem.
That was so funny because the call you were throwing out like little barbs at some of our
regular callers.
Real callers.
I was trying. Well, they got a pull from the pool, you know? Come on.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
Well, think of something now. What's our next bit?
All right. You know, one of the reasons why we like to keep the phones in working order, we love when Levittown's favorite son, Mike Sims, has his finger on the pulse of this car crazy community, and most of the people in this room.
Well, all of the people in this room, yeah.
I think he's sitting over there. He's by the bouillabaisse. Take a look. Anyway, well, here's how he handles a certain car show that he attended.
Oh yeah.
This is Levittown's favorite son, Mike Sims, here on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza in rare form, I may add. Check it out.
I have seen some downright stupid things at car shows.
Yeah.
My neighbor, a kid lives around the block, actually showed up at a car show behind Tri-County in Levittown on a Tuesday night some time ago with a 1985 Honda Civic four-door sedan. Okay?
Why?
That's a question that still remains to be answered. But he's got the hood up, and I went over to him, and I said, hey, Mr. Sims, how you doing? I said, I'm good, buddy. I said, and I thought he did it as a joke, which I personally thought would have been very funny. I said, you brought your car with you? He goes, yeah. Because an 85 Honda Civic. Well, it's nice. He goes, matching numbers. Listen to me. You can't make this nonsense up.
Yeah, you're right. You are right, Mike.
My witness, this is what the kid said to me. I was looking for a tire iron to straighten him out.
Oh, man, that boy is...
The level of stupidity just hit an absolute all-time high. I almost congratulated him.
Did he tell you it was rare, too?
Yeah.
No, he didn't say it was rare, but I figured that was the next thing out of his mouth as I ran from him.
It would have been, yeah.
For fear that line of thinking would have, permeated my skull and gotten into my own mind.
That worm of thinking.
But, you know, the nice thing about it was it's a matching number.
Yeah.
Which I know for an 85 Honda Civic is a very rare thing to get.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
On a four-door, no less.
That's like almost, you know, negotiating effectively and aggressively for a 92 Sunfire convertible.
You don't want to do that.
Nah, yeah.
You know, another feat known to man that just boggles my mind. All right, I've ranted enough. Love you both. Got to go.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, my brother.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Leviton's favorite son, Mike Sims.
The voice of the people.
Always.
Oh, Mike, let me tell you something, my friend. There you are. I see you. Yeah, put the hot dog down for a second in that beer. You always have the pulse of the people right at your thumbprint. And put that broomstick down.
Yeah, he's going to pick up the tire iron.
Well, I see him getting hot in the corner with that kid over there. I'm wondering what's going on. I can't get over there and see.
It's the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Ray Ray. What do we got coming up?
Anyway, you know, Chris, let's take a walk back through a simple time. This goes back to the December 30th, 2010 show.
That was a simpler time.
And much like Mike with that broom handle right now, this is a time when you could hear the crack of a stickball bat coming from the third floor walk-up as you walked in between the weeds through the cement out into Brooklyn.
That sounds like my neighborhood.
It is. Let's spend a young summer in Brooklyn with a caller named Denise.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Check it out on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Just out of curiosity, what would you do on your vacations in Brooklyn for 2 weeks?
We play stickball in the alley, which to me was like, what's an alley?
Right,
right, right.
We'd go to Coney Island.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We'd watch the fireworks on Tuesday nights from the bridges, from the overpass.
Right.
The L.
Cool.
You know, sit on the front stoop. What's
the
that?
The stoop. You know? Right. What's a stoop? And, of course, on the stoop, you play stoop ball.
Right.
Which people don't know.
Stoop ball. So, you know, just like... You know, just to hang out for 2 weeks.
Denise,
I mean, I was little, so there's really not much you can do anyway, you know.
I'll tell you, I go out to Chris's neighborhood a couple times a year, and I like going there because, you know, I don't have to live there. You know? So I like going there because it's kind of an anomaly and it's fun. You know, I don't have to live there.
It's
nice. I get to go. It's like being a grandparent, having grandkids. They're great because you get to send them back home.
Yeah. You know?
Just like a grandkid. Huh?
I feel like a grandkid because I get to go back home after I'm in Brooklyn with you.
You know more people in my neighborhood than I do.
Yeah, well, that's just because I show my face. They see me. You're like the wind out there.
It's about the early morning. How are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, it's amazing. And I think most of them are here.
No,
they're raiding. Wait a minute. They're raiding the food. What are they doing?
Those are the guys with the black hats in the back.
Let me tell you, the next bit here personifies why Motor Mouth Radio is one of the leading radio shows in technical advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because here's veteran drag racer Richie Zuhl.
An icon.
Explaining how he got to go as fast as he did.
I love this guy.
Yeah, this is true. And just hearing Richie talk and say that information so clearly and succinctly... We were ready to go.
The funny thing is, Richie came in with a race boat just now. I see him in the back with a blown big block. We're going to get him back on the show.
Meanwhile, there's no pier out there.
No, I know. That's the funny part.
There's no water out there.
We're not near the water, I know.
Here it is on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
I was running small blocks. I never got above the street racing ranks. And God, if I couldn't even get it to, you know, the 13s with a 327, how the hell, you got the thing into the 10s.
You don't know. You just go out there and you do it. You start out, you know, you buy the vehicle. You know, you do this, you do that, you go this, and you just keep working on it and working on it and working on it and get it. It goes faster and faster, and you add this and you add that, and you take this out and you put this. You spend more, you do this, and finally till it's... You know, till you're at an end, then you go to the next level.
I love a guy who never tells you what he does.
I was going to say, I'm not even moving this down.
It's like Top Chef. Well, you put a pinch of this, and there she is, you start with that, and then it tastes so good. If you don't like it, you start again.
Oh, I tell you, these races. Richie, you guys never give up even a 40-year-old secret. I got to give you credit for that.
That's for sure. It's amazing how he just censored himself just to figure out how to get that car to go faster. I guess they're so attuned to it. Because if you were to save a tenth of a second, you're not going to tell the guy who you're racing next to.
Oh, no, no. But Richie did this 40 years ago when I was asking him. That's the thing. You know, this gets even more interesting, Chris. This thread kind of followed us last year with the racers. This goes back to September 16th in 2010.
Right.
You know, you and I have had some strange jobs in our careers, not counting this one.
I was going to say this one.
No, this belies strangeness. And we occasionally draw from those experiences to make Motor Mouth Radio the content-rich program it is today, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
But never did we think to take this job. Here's Mike Mooney. This is Mike Mooney the Elder,
right,
author of The Griffith Years, good friend of ours, explaining his early career choice.
And you wouldn't believe it if you heard it right here on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Well, they had a setup on the LIE, the unused, the unopened portion of the Long Island Expressway at that time, just in Ronkonkoma. And they had some jersey dividers, some jersey barriers, and they would put a helmet on me, wire me up with accelerometers and all kinds of gadgets, and had meters and testers and whatever. And they would tell me, okay, at certain amount of speed, at this angle, they put a line to the jersey divider. You had to drive the car into the jersey.
Oh, you were a test dummy?
I was one of the original crash test dummies.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess they figured you already had good insurance at your day job, right? Oh, that's I've seen references to that other places where the early, you know, people in the military, too, volunteered to do that kind of work. Like in Chuck Yeager's day, Chuck Yeager did some of that stuff.
Mike, did they put those little, it looked like a BMW insignia, did they put those things all over your head or something?
They weren't taking pictures. All they were doing was asking questions and taking pictures of the aftermath.
Yeah, they want to see if you can answer a question. Do you know where you are, huh?
Yeah, right.
What?
They told me how to brace. They told me how to, you know, move my head. Where do you want to go? How tight the seatbelt? And it was an experience that I look back and say, why?
Yeah.
Right. How? Why?
Help.
Help.
Right, right. Help.
I know we've been crash test dummies, but no one ever took pictures, at least not, or asked us questions.
Yeah, not that we know of,
right?
Yeah.
At least not the ones without the badge.
All right, well, you know what? The second course is coming. It's time for a break. What's going to happen when we come back?
You know, when we come back, we'll be hearing from Bernie Schacker.
Oh, another icon.
Guess what? He was racing in 1960.
Yeah.
And he was telling us all about it.
You were in diapers.
No, you were in diapers.
I was, yeah.
I was a glimmer. Also, Dina Parisi acquires her, and I'm not making this up.
No.
A little Wally.
Right. Hey, Tina, how is that little Wally,
yeah,
by the way?
She's proud of it, too.
Yeah, I know. She flags it around at us. No, she waves it.
And just because it's Mother's Day, we'll be hearing from Pat Seppi Bill Dugan on their dads.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Of course, what about the fathers on Mother's Day? Why not?
Everybody forgets their fathers on Mother's Day, so we decided to...
There's another mother we got to hear from.
That's right. One of our own mothers, the Bronc. And his problem with shrinkage.
Uh-huh. What, he goes swimming with George Costanza?
It's all going to come up when we return here on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Here on Motor Mouth Radio with Ray Guarino, and I'm Chris Switzer. Keep it where you got it.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said more than that. Thanks.
The American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Alrighty, Welcome back to the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. We got a lot more bits coming your way in the next half hour.
We're getting into some of the good stuff here.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good stuff just showed up. There's a little pasta primavera just showed up.
Oh, I missed that, yeah.
Did you get the little rollatinis?
No, I will. I'm going to get that in a minute.
Okay.
And talking about the good stuff, Chris, you know, back it was a cold day. It was January 23rd this year. We were in the middle of, a wicked winter.
Sure were.
And we were talking with our good friend Peter Bird from Moonlighting Coachworks on in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our veteran correspondent Bronk called in. And the conversation goes from convertible tops to something entirely different. And let's see how that plays out. Because with Peter's wit and with Bronk's nitwitness, you never know where anything is going to go. And we were writing him, throw us in the middle, and that's it.
Threw us both off the track, that's for sure.
Of course.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Have you had any trouble with your convertible top on the Corvette?
Nope, it's on the car 10 years now.
Yeah.
And no stress, no fading.
Has it fold? How does the top fold into the well?
Yes.
It does? No problems with? Because I noticed like a vinyl top folds really nicely, unfortunately, because it's so thin. It folds really nicely into the well.
It's been beautifully. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had any shrinkage problems whatsoever with it.
Yeah, but what about the top?
Yeah, the top. That's it. So my shrinkage problems are long over. I got married. I don't need it anymore.
And you were wondering where we were going to go with this show.
I guess now I know.
I came off topic for 1 second.
Yeah.
I wonder off topic it was.
Yeah, way off topic.
Yeah. I tell you, good thing we were talking to Peter before. He didn't get a word in edgewise on that bit, but he's another guy we're going to get back in on the show.
That's for sure. But that was the Bronk in his usual take the show right into the drink,
right,
as he usually does.
Speaking of drinks, that tray just came by. Pass me one, will you?
Another blue one for you, huh?
I like the blue.
That's for sure. So let's go back to the summertime. 2010, June 17th was the date. And this is one of my favorites, I got to admit. I really did dig this because Dina Parisi.
Like when she bat you around.
Oh, she definitely did a bat around on me this time.
Yeah.
She was talking about her little Wally.
Uh-huh.
Batting me around with a little Wally.
Yep.
Well, she takes that winning award and turns it around to address my lacking of Facebook etiquette.
Oh, beautiful. I love it when you get railed.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
We did win Best Appearing Car.
Oh!
So I did come home with a Wally.
Nice! Your own little Wally, huh?
Yeah, they give you Wally.
Wow.
What's a Wally, Nina?
Wally Parks.
Wally is, actually, Wally Parks, they're the award that is named after him.
Right.
That's what they give to the winners of each event. Yeah, and this is kind of a scaled-down version of the one that they give to the winners.
So that's cool. That's great.
Yeah, so I got a little Wally.
Nice.
Better you say that than Andrew.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You're going to show your Wally to others?
Yeah, my Wally is on Facebook.
Nice.
Has Chris ever checked his Facebook account?
Right.
I'm sorry, did I say that? If Chris ever checked his Facebook account.
You did, but that's okay.
Just in Twitter, if you ever checked your Facebook account.
Right. That's fine.
You might see the Wally. Yeah. There's pictures of, one says, here's Wally, and then the other one says, driving home with Wally.
Okay.
Picture of the Wally on the dashboard.
Nice. Wow. We were just having a similar conversation before the show about email addresses, and Chris says, well, I'll give you a couple other email addresses. I said, why? So you won't check them either?
So you don't check those either?
I said, no, I don't need more. We need less.
I've never had an email signed by Christian Switzer.
Ah.
It's always been Ray.
Maybe, there's something to aspire. Maybe we can work on that. We can work on that.
I'm so rude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We can work on that. Ray, did you say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Because if Chris said that, I was going to think he had a mouse in his pocket.
No. See, with most partnerships, the people usually rise to their own abilities and take over the things that they're best suited to do.
Yeah.
So obviously, we do that.
So Ray is about 8 feet tall now.
Well, no, Chris has his strong points, and that's undeniably true. We can't get away from that.
I sink to depth.
But there's some times where Chris gets a little stretched thin, like Facebook. That was really a gratuitous thing, Chris. That was your idea to do that. I'm not a Facebook guy.
Yeah, I know.
So that was your idea, to keep in touch with your bar friends. And now there's real people like Dina that want to correspond. And I mean, Dina, on the email account, I get requests all the time. Hey, I friended you, and I want to befriend you on Facebook. You know, again for the third time, I forward it to Chris. Chris, take care of this. This is yours.
And I do. I do.
Okay.
Every three weeks.
Whatever. It's like the laundry. Yeah, and I got to tell you, those bar friends, you guys just came in. Look at the group in the back. Who are these? Look at these miscreants that came in. They come in a manhole?
Well, because they're looking around going, it's daylight.
Yeah, I know. Right, they're rubbing their eyes. It's like your triumph.
What time are we supposed to be here? Noon? You crazy? They're just waking up.
Well, I tell you what, from the current day status of things technical like Facebook, mm-hmm. Let's go back to our March 13th show where we had Bernie Shacharin. Now, Bernie's an icon here in Long Island,
completely,
another guy.
Yes.
I know I've used that word a lot, but I only use it when I mean it. Mm-hmm. We're going to take you back to that golden year of 1960 and the 8th Mile drag strip that was called Roosevelt Raceway.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, no.
No, neither do we. But the innovator of the rear-engine dragster, the first guy to build and successfully campaign one, Bernie Shacker, he remembers one particular race at that track.
And here it is on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. So Roosevelt Raceway.
Yeah, that's another story.
We have time.
Yeah, there we go.
That was one of my, I'll never forget that race. It was a 1/8 mile they had made in the parking lot. You had to be nuts to race there in a dragster. For street cars, it would have been acceptable.
What year was that, Bernie, just to interject?
Yeah, that was 1960.
I was toddling around at that point.
Mm. You were toddling?
Yes.
I was still a glimmer.
Mm. Now you're toddling.
Now it's all right.
I think it had raced only a couple of times, and then we went there. I had my first dragster at that time. It was I made it out of a... Oddly enough, out of Buick drive shafts was the chassis.
Really? Drive shafts?
Yeah, the Buick had a torque tube, and the drive shaft inside.
So
was,
the inner one, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful, clean steel.
How many drive shafts did you use?
Four. It was a very short car.
Oh,
was
amazing!
Most innovative use for a Buick drive shaft. Very nice.
Yeah, had a Ford rear, at which I narrowed myself and a... As far as being straight, that was questionable, but
right.
It worked. We had the Chevy 283 with a 671 blower on the thing, on gasoline.
Oh, my gosh.
At the time. And so we went there. The Pacers were there. George Snyder,
remembers good friend of ours, sure.
And Angelo Giannini.
Oh.
The race went pretty good, and on the final run, I had to run Angelo for the money. The strip itself had a pole, light pole on the end of it.
Oh.
And you always had to remember, turn right at the pole.
Okay.
You know, otherwise, if you go straight, you'll hit it. You know? So we did that. Angelo was in the right lane. I was in the left. And I didn't see him. So I figured I better not cross, turn right, because I might hit him. So I turned left. And that was the mistake. The parking lot was gravel. That's where I went through.
Mm.
And I had the parachute out with little or no effect.
Mm.
Car went every way but straight.
Wow.
And I stopped just at the where they had some concrete fencing there. And, you know, wiped my brow and got out of the car.
Well, thank God you weren't hurt. Else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And won $100.
All right.
Oh, you got the money.
Big money, yeah.
Nice.
I still have the score sheet from that race.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And still has the score sheet.
I wonder if he still has the $100. Yeah.
No, it's the truth. You know, it's so funny because Bernie's here with us, and he looks good. He's drinking a Manhattan, I think. I don't know. What is
it? It's a Manhattan.
It's either that or ginger ale. I don't know.
Well, with your friends at the bar pouring drinks, you'd be safer with the ginger ale, I'll tell you that much. Because, man, they've been tuning us up over here.
Let's go back to the winter when we still had snow on the ground. And you know, on Mother's Day, you can never leave the dads out. And here's professional engine builder Bill Dugan from Bill Dugan Machine. And he's speaking of engines. He's got yours, right,
Yes,
Dad?
He does. He's got the Pontiac engine. In fact, there he is over there. I think he's holding the pistons right now.
It's drinking out of
him. He's throwing them. Holy crap. No. Duck. Damn. Hell easy, man.
Those are the ones going in the car. Well, he was talking about some of the people that are closest to him that want nothing to do with
what he likes.
Uh-huh.
Like his dad in drag racing.
Interesting.
Well, here's how it sounded on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ray, I took my father to a thing at National Speedway called the United States Dasher Championships. How they wound up at that moniker for the particular event, I don't know, but all of the big guys were there. Mazmanian, Eddie Sanzo, Stone Woods the Cook.
Nice.
That was the one time that my father decided to sit next to me at a drag strip.
Really?
The only time.
We just got done watching Stone Woods and Cook and Eddie Sanzo pair up. They both paired up because they were both identical low ET guys. I remember the ET distinctly. 9-4-1.
Wow.
And they took off. And Eddie Sanzo did a giant wheelie, and he had the opportunity of beating Stone Woods and Cook, and he stayed into the thing, and he put it into a guardrail.
Oh.
You know, my father was totally bored. Wandering around. He was like, he raps you-know-what about what was going on.
Oh, man. Well,
I totally sympathize with you, Bill.
Well, you see, then you should have thrown him in a car and taken him out to Bridgehampton the next week for some road racing, you know?
He wanted to take me to a restaurant in Sable, so I had at the time a 340 Duster with a converter, had 355s in the pack. It was probably a mid-13 car before I put the 440 into it. Anyhow, some guy with a 442 pulls up next to us by MacArthur Airport, and I took upon it to myself to give my father a thrill ride. I can't repeat the profanities that he screamed at me.
Oh, I tell you, he didn't give a rat's you know what, Bill. You do know how to turn a story.
That's
tell you that.
Sure, profanity from your old man. Yeah, know a little about that.
Well, that's great. We're going to get Bill in the studio soon. We have to talk to him about some stuff. Bill, you're on. You're going to be. No, push rod. Jesus, he keeps throwing pots. Well, I'll tell you something. There's another guy who can tell a story about his dad. This goes back to December 5th in 2010. This is a classic dad story from our favorite, Pat Seppi from Dial Transmission. I see him over there with the glass of gin. He's talking about what his father thought about the classic cars that guys brought in and how he treated them. Let's check this out.
Yeah, let's check it out on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Guy brings in like a 1954 Packard Caribbean. Pristine. Nice. Beautiful car, you know. But when that kind of customer brings the car in, they kind of want to stay with it.
Right.
You know, and they're out there, and I never forget the guy, a little racing hat on, polishing the rims, and he's helping us bring the car into the shop, and we got to be careful we pick it up, which is all, we understand that. These are, when people say it's their baby, you know, they're very serious about the car.
Mm-hmm. Trouble.
And yeah, to my father, it was, look, it's a piece of metal, we're going to fix it, and we're going to do it properly, and we're going to stand behind the work. And so he didn't ever really got too emotional about cars, and I kind of don't either, to be honest with you. So we bring the car in, and the customer is talking about how there's only 53 left, and the car's worth X amount of dollars. And Joe, take care of my car. This is my baby. And this went on for about a half hour.
Oh, man.
And I'll clean this up. My father finally walked up to him. He tapped him on the shoulder. He goes, listen, pal, we effed up nicer cars than yours.
Yeah. What was the guy's facial expression after that?
You would think we killed his dog.
Yeah.
Pushed his car into the middle of Merrick Road and it got hit by a semi or something.
Oh, that's a bedside manner.
Yeah, I think either the guy went home and he shook for days or he was relieved.
You always get great care, Dial Transmission.
Always.
I love it.
But they do great work. They do. When we come back, we will have a word with Newsday Project Manager Steve Morris on the glory days of radio promotions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to one of your favorites.
Yes.
Pepe Marcello, frontman for the Good Rats.
He's trying to start playing in the back now. I see him. He's got the garbage can in the back.
Well, his attempt to take over on the Uncle Floyd show was legendary.
Yeah.
And Mike Mooney's son, Mike Mooney, the VP of Motorsports for Millsport, on working with Daryl Waltrip and his many fans. Plus, Motor Mouth Radio's shout-outs from the classics.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And that's all after this on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Keep it where you got it.
The Motor Mouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
Folks, we're here in the supermarket to witness Mary Atwood breaking the frozen barrier. She's heading to the frozen fruit aisle. Mary has broken the frozen barrier. Now her cart is filled with items like antioxidant-rich wild blueberries. Hey, Mary, why all the frozen fruit and veggies?
Oh, because they're easy, affordable, and nutritious.
Frozen, fresh, canned, dried, and 100% juice. Learn more at fruitsandveggiesmorematters.org. A message from Produce for Better Health Foundation.
All righty, welcome back to Motor Mouth Radio on the Mother's Day Extravaganza. We're in the Disclosed Tavern.
Yes, the Undisclosed Tavern.
That's right, the Undisclosed Tavern. And we've got a lot more stuff coming up, right?
Yeah, Chris, I'll tell you something. You know, even though we're car guys and we're well known for it, at the core, we're really radio heads.
Really?
Who coined that term?
I have no clue.
And when a radio veteran like Newsday project manager Steve Morris comes in and talks about his days at WBAB, the radio promotion memories come rolling right back in.
And here they are on the Extravaganza.
So first, just want to get the radio stuff out of the way. Promotion director for BAB, therefore, you basically had to get all the drunken DJs back in the van.
There you go, yeah.
And then get them out of the van at their respective houses.
But not just the drunken DJs, any women that they happen to pick up along the way.
Oh, okay.
You know, any assorted substances that they bought while they were at the gig. You know, and don't forget this, you had to chase the club owner around for their money as well.
Always.
You know, you need that also.
And if they didn't give you the money, then you took out the BAB stickers.
Yes, yes.
And you stuck them around the club.
To this day, you know, if you go to the Bordy Barn, you'll find many a sticker left behind.
I've had many a club owner come up to me and go, "You keep those stickers out of my club."
It's my fault. It's all my fault. It's my legacy.
You had to wrangle the interns back into the van.
Did you ever, when you were looking for the owner, did he ever tell you, "Listen, I just have to go out, I got to sign the check on the glove box door with my brother." So I'll be just a minute.
My partner.
That's where the Blues Brothers got it from, you know? They know.
Steve knows.
Steve's here with the promotional team, I think.
He's getting ready for a show next week. Good to see you, Steve.
You know, back in April, Ray booked Pepe Marcello, the front man for Long Island's own The Good Rats.
Still loving it.
Even though Pepe really isn't a car guy, Ray knew it was a guest car guys really wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
And he wasn't wrong. So here's Pepe Marcello and trying to take over the Uncle Floyd show.
Hey, he's throwing rats again. Here they come. Jeez.
Right here on the Extravaganza. Check it out.
Well, I'll tell you a funny Uncle Floyd story since we were on the show. He asked us to be on his show, and we were going to do Mr. Mechanic.
Yeah.
But when we got to the show, and I went out and got that mechanic's outfit from a friend of mine, JoJo. You see, I'm wearing a mechanic's outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I had that silly hat. And they said there was, when we got there, "You can't do Mr. Mechanic." I said, "Why?" "Because you used the term fornicating on a wet road." And I said, "You got to be kidding me. You know what's out there? Fornicating."
Right.
I'm not even saying the F word. I mean,
right.
So. Anyhow, so we ended up doing Victory in Space. I'm wearing the mechanic's outfit. And so I turn the hat sideways. And then I decide, turn the hat sideways, and I said, "This is going to be, I'm going to make it sillier than I ever would have made it with the other one."
Right.
And I'm like doing it, you know, all that silly stuff.
I was loving it.
Funny as hell.
Yeah.
After it was done, he says, "This is my show. I'm the star of the show. Nobody try upstages me." Yeah. He got so mad at us. I don't even know if he would remember that, but he was so mad at us. Floyd. And I'm like, well, you know, this is the Good Rats. You know, we are the Marx Brothers of rock and roll. You know, I mean, like, give me a break. You
Uncle
know?
Floyd, Vinnie Vivino. But,
yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm watching the intro, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know who they are.
We went and saw him at the brokerage a couple of years ago. Again, I had to drag him out. What a blast. What a good show he put on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a show.
No, he's terrific, and, you know, and he's done well, and he still plays. It's great when you're, a comedian or you play an acoustic guitar. You're going here by yourself.
Or piano,
you get all that money. And you walk out.
And you go home.
I got five guys I got to pay.
Pepe.
See, we only have you and I we got to pay.
Yeah, right. And we split everything we get.
Exactly.
Limped. Anyway, you know, that was great. And I got to say, Chris, we went back to October 7th for the next bit.
Mm-hmm.
This one's from the VP of Motorsports for Millsport Racing, Mike Mooney the Younger.
Yes.
Son of Mike Mooney the Senior, who was our crash test dummy earlier on, if you remember. Mike, the Younger, was talking about working on none other than NASCAR legend Darrell Waltrip, working with Darrell Waltrip. Yeah. Here's what happened when one excited race fan met up with them and talked them into pits.
Let's see what happened here on Extravaganza.
Right.
But I'll tell you, you know, Darrell, again, one of those great guys, and just being around him for the ride, you know, there was a time in Darlington that we were going to an autograph signing session, and we were heading out of the track, and this good old boy who'd been at the track, I mean, all day long, overserved without a doubt.
Right.
Has a cooler in his hand, steps in front of the car, puts his hand out, does it to make a stop, and Darrell stops and rolls down the window, and the guy says, and then they typically say it down here this way, Durrell.
Durrell.
Durrell. Right. Would you sign my autograph? And
what does Durrell do?
Darryl looks at him, looks at me, and says, well, hey, you have something we can sign? I'm like, Darryl, all the stuff's already at the appearance. I don't have anything on me right now. And Darryl said, hey, man, I'm sorry. We're in a rush. I don't have anything. And the guy looks at him. He says, all right, then, Darryl, would you just spit on me? So, I mean, and he just opened his arms up, stuck his chest out. He wasn't wearing a shirt, by the way, and just was waiting and waiting. And
wow.
Finally, Darryl just, you know, he gave him something out of the car.
Out of his wallet.
Oh, well, he didn't spit on him.
Well, no. Hey, no.
Thank God for decorum's sake, that was a bodily fluid of choice. Come on, jeez.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of good times with him, for sure.
Mike, you know what happens if you say it to a guy up here, like in Brooklyn? You will get spit on.
You'll get spit on.
And then he get his buddies to come over and spit
on. Oh, well, I could go through a list, and some of the words rhyme, but I'm not going to do it on the air.
Right.
Your father knows what I'm talking about.
Right. Then the kinky ones will come in.
Oh, Jesus. When the sun goes down, the leather comes out. Forget about it.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was definitely a trip to work with, for sure.
That's what you call making our guests feel at home, huh?
I think we have some of those kinky people here today.
Just the guys in the leather in the back and some of the girls, too. Look, who's spitting on who back there? I don't know. Pepe, Pepe's in the middle with the bat, keeping house. He's doing our Sergeant of Arms duty today. Pepe and Mike Sims back to back. I love that.
You know, we've had some very cool people on this show, including Pepe. But what's nice about this show is that we can get some great stories out of our guests here at Motor Mouth Radio. Yeah. And this one is a classic. Here's Butch Patrick.
You mean Butch Patrick?
Yeah, you know him as Eddie Munster from the Munsters.
That's the Butch Patrick.
Yeah, and he's talking about the TV show and his memorable first date.
I know, I had some few memorable thoughts about first dates watching the Munsters too.
I'm sure, but
I like Spot.
He actually had a memorable first date.
I know.
Here it is on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
One of the things I do at Halloween, I do a lot of haunted houses, and I tell people that run the haunted houses, I says, you know, if you're a car enthusiast, you're a Munster enthusiast.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We were the first TV show to have cool cars.
Right.
And we had cool music.
Definitely sure
cool. And we had a couple of really good-looking babes.
Yes, absolutely.
I had no idea what to do with them.
Hey,
my little tight velvet shorts.
How do you beat that? You know, those are two of the finest.
You know, actually, my first date was Marilyn Munster took me to go see Mary Poppins at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, Beverly Owen. And I had such a crush on her. That was my first date. I started so high.
Yeah.
And the bar was set so high.
Right. That's a tough one. Yeah, how do you recover from that? Yeah.
You don't. But you've seen it.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That is perfect.
I love that last one.
Well, you know, if you had a memory like that, I think you'd make the same noise.
If I had a first date like that, I'd make the same noise, too.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we couldn't include in here because we just didn't have enough time.
You're right.
But you're right. I got to say, going back to the heat of August 2010, we had a real grand slam. We had George Barris, mm-hmm. Antonio Fargas, and Butch Patrick in the studio with us.
Yeah, it was a trifecta you couldn't beat.
It was unbelievable. It was a real celebrity brouhaha in here. So let's wrap this party up with the King of Customs, George Barris, mm-hmm. Huggy Bear from the TV show Starsky and Hutch, Antonio Fargas, and Eddie from the Munsters, Butch Patrick, doing some Motor Mouth Radio shout-outs. There's something we always forget to ask people to do.
I know, and we picked it up this time in spades. It was great.
Pepe, we'll get you later. Don't worry.
Here it is on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Guys, I'm going to ask you a dumb question. Can we do a shout-out for the show? Would that be possible?
All at once?
Yeah, all at once. That'd be great.
It'll be a roar out without a shout out.
You know, something like, you know, I'm Butch Patrick, I listen to Motor Mouth Radio, something like that.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Motor Mouth Radio, just like me.
Awesome.
And this is George Barris, King of the Customizer. Listen to Motor Mouth Radio. We're on the road.
This is Antonio Huggy Bear Fargas, and you're listening to Motor Mouth on WHPC 90.3.
Nice!
Hey!
Woo!
He did the best.
Awesome.
He did the best.
Wow.
He even got the call numbers and everything.
I didn't find out something was left out.
You know, the funny thing is, we can always drag you into the studio and then you have to pick that energy up again when you have it right here.
Yes.
And that's what I love. It's the fact that we got the energy and we have the emotion and we can throw out a couple of great shouts. And that's wonderful. Guys, Thank you so much. This
but
was
thank
a true.
You guys make it stimulate us to let us go so we can rock and roll. That's what we need.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Chris, Ray, appreciate it.
Stone Cold, pleasure to have you guys around. Antonio, pleasure to meet you.
Hey, yes. Man, thank you. Glad to be here.
I got to tell you, who knew we would have such a fun-filled time with the celebrities, the authors, the drag racers, the builders, the icons, the rock stars. We have more coming up, Chris. You know, from here, we're only going forward. We have a few more really good guests in the wings that are only going to complement this great cadre.
I'll tell you, this was one year that could not be beaten. I'm really looking forward to the 2011-2012.
I'm sure you are.
Bits.
Yeah, start working on it now.
Well, we got a lot to choose from, I'm sure of that.
So as we roll out of here, I got to go home and, in fact, see my wife and thank her for being a great mother to my kids. Mm-hmm. Think of my own mom. Of course, say hi to your mom for me, Chris, when you see her.
I will do that. She won't remember, but I'll do that.
That's okay. That's the way I like it. Because then she doesn't remember anything that I might have taken from her apartment.
There you go. The Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. The best bits of 2007? 2010, 2011.
You had one too many of those drinks on that platter, my friend. Jeez, you went back 5 years.
And you can listen to it again on MotorMouthRadio.com. And for Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer, we're out of here.
Let's go. Let's go back to the fun with our friends.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.